I Desperate, Apple boss Tim Cook sucks up to China during Shanghai visit. By Lucas Nolan on March 20, 2024. Apple CEO Tim Cook, who is currently in Shanghai to open the company's 8th store in the city, has been vocal about China's critical role in Apple's supply chain and the company's commitment to investing in the country. Cook's desperate PR campaign comes as the iPhone has lost the crown as best-selling smartphone in the communist country. Apple Insider reports that during his visit to Shanghai, Apple CEO Tim Cook has been promoting the company's strong ties with China, emphasizing the nation's importance to Apple's supply chain and future growth. Cook is in the city for the grand opening of Apple Jing'an, the company's 8th store in Shanghai, set to open its doors on Thursday. In an interview with China Daily, Cook highlighted the significance of China to Apple, stating, "There's no supply chain in the world that's more critical to us than China." Despite recent moves by some of Apple's suppliers to diversify their manufacturing locations, Cook made it clear that the company's nearly 30-year history with China is set to continue. "We've been building up and investing more and more," he said, adding that today's factories are so much more modern. "And in 10 years from now, we will keep advancing." As part of his visit, Cook met with several Chinese suppliers, including BYD, Lens, and Everwin, at Apple's Shanghai office. The companies showcased their latest products and innovations during the meeting, further reinforcing the strong partnerships between Apple and its Chinese suppliers. In addition to discussing business matters, Cook has also been engaging with the local community during his stay in Shanghai. He shared a post on his Weibo page about touring the city and having breakfast with popular Chinese actor Zhang Kai. The accompanying video quickly gained traction, with 500,000 views within minutes of posting, as reported by Bloomberg. However, despite Cook's assertion that there's no supply chain in the world that's more critical to us than China, and his commitment to continue investing in the country, Apple has lost its position as the top-selling smartphone maker in China. According to a report by Counterpoint Research, the company's iPhone sales in China fell by 24% in the first 6 weeks of 2024, causing Apple's market share to slip from 19% in 2023 to 15.7%. Chinese companies Vivo, Huawei, and Honor now occupy the top three spots in the smartphone market, with Apple trailing in fourth place. Mengmeng Zhang, a senior analyst at Counterpoint Research, attributed Apple's decline to stiff competition at the high end from a resurgent Huawei while getting squeezed in the middle on aggressive pricing from the likes of Oppo, Vivo, and Xiaomi. Read more at Apple Insider here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.